Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Jason Segel is on hold. The new movie is The 5-Year Engagement with Emily Blunt. Who is Emily Blunt? Who's the guy that messed around on Emily Blunt? Because Emily Blunt's beautiful. She's awesome. Michael Bublé messed around on Emily Blunt.
Idiot. You're so dumb, Bublé.
I know. Who's Jason Segel's girlfriend? The one that always looks so sad. What's her name? Oh, Michelle Williams. Right. Michelle Williams.
Whoa,
I like that they're a couple.
Sad.
No, she does. And I like that they're together. I think a lot of people do like that they're together. Because, you know, she looks good when she's like smiling and
Jason
happy
Segel,
and stuff.
Of course, from I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jason Segel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Fantastic. I love Toronto. It's one of my favorite cities.
Do you get this a lot? A lot of guys walking up to you going, God, dude, my girlfriend loves you.
You know what? I do here and there. It's very flattering. I think it's probably because of full frontal nudity.
I know. And you know what's is that you're the... How many times in 5-year engagement do you show your ace? Like, it's a lot of times.
I think it was like 3 or 4 that I counted personally.
Yeah, unfortunately, my naked body elicits hysterical laughter, both in my personal life and on screen. So we used it whenever we needed to cut away from something too dramatic.
But is that always your idea? Like, are you the guy that says, you know, I'm going to show my ace again?
Yeah, I wrote it.
He's like, we need a butt shot in here. So we were at the screening of 5-Year Engagement last night, and one part of the movie, by the way, the movie's awesome, hilarious. One part of the movie that got people going absolutely hysterical, and without ruining it for everyone, but C is for condom.
Yeah. There's I work puppets into everything I do, and that was no exception. We have a scene where two of our main characters talk as Cookie Monster and Elmo, and it's one of the funnier things I've ever seen anyone do.
When you look at the stuff that you've been a part of, like, for some reason, you're in a lot, like, a ton of my absolute favorite movies.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, you are, and I think you're, like, just super talented and funny. There's something about you that just, like, hits with, you know, with a lot of people. When was this ever, you know, not an option for you? Did you have that moment in your life of where, God, maybe this like acting writing thing isn't going to work out, and then you just suddenly hit, like, somebody recognized that you were brilliant?
I work very hard, but what happened was I wasn't getting cast as an actor, and there definitely was the moment of maybe I've picked the wrong profession, like maybe I've chosen poorly, and then I started writing and it changed everything.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, no one was knocking down my door to play Captain America, as you can imagine.
So because they didn't write any naked butt scenes in that movie, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. I started thinking about the kind of parts I wanted to play and just writing them for myself, and then I wouldn't sell the scripts unless I was attached.
So Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Jason Segel on the phone with us right now talking about his new movie, 5-Year Engagement.
How much weight did you lose for this movie?
I probably in total lost about 30 pounds, something like that, somewhere around there. So it's a lot of weight.
Emily Blunt in this movie is so brilliant, and when I see her, I'm like, that is just about the perfect woman. And then I think, Michael Bublé, you such a jerk. But she really is pretty much the perfect woman, right?
She is gorgeous, and she's capable of anything, and that's why I wanted to write it for her. One of my big pet peeves is when it seems like they've just plunked two viable Hollywood actors together who had successful movies the year before. Emily and I have been friends for like 5 years or something, and I think it shows. I think in the moments of the movie where the audience is supposed to wonder if they want the couple to stay together, they are rooting for it because you can tell that we're best friends. You know, a lot of times these romantic comedies have become like these artificial premises of two strangers, like, he's a scientist, but she hates science. How would it work out, you know?
And when casting this movie, it just seemed like everyone that you had in the movie, whatever role they were playing, they were absolutely perfect for that role. Did you have every single one of those people in mind for those roles when you were writing the flick?
Emily is the only person that I wrote specifically for, and then we auditioned for everybody else, and I mean, everyone just knocked it out of the park. One of the big things about, you know, because I did movies like Knocked Up, where I served specific function.
Mm-hmm.
When they cut to you, you need to knock it out of the park. every one of our supporting cast just nailed it every scene.
Now that you know you're famous and people like you, and you got a famous girlfriend, what is life like now? Are you sort of dipping into that world of where you have to be now ultra protective of your personal life?
I just try to live like a normal human being.
But is that possible though? Can you live like a normal human being in that situation?
Yeah. You don't give into it in any capacity. You know, I just sort of refuse to believe anything else. And I've found in general that you just decide something, it tends to work out.
But I will say this, and then we're not going to get too deep into it. But the thing with Michelle, everybody thinks she is at her absolute best when she's smiling, and when people see the two of you together, it's like, thank God she's with a guy like you who's going to make her laugh.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we try to live very normally, so
yeah.
I'll say about it. So
that's perfect, man. Happy. Right on, dude.
Wait, can I say on one second? Can I say one thing? I wanted to say something. Jason, I'm a gay guy.
Yeah.
My fiance Matthew and I, the whole drive home, we're saying how perfect your ace is.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you.
You have the perfect ace.
Hang
perfect.
On a second.
Hold on a second. I got one question. Perfect for what?
Everything.
I think we all know the answer to that one.
Maury just undid everything we just did in the 5-minute interview. Jason Segel, thank you so much. 5-year engagement is a new movie. Make sure you go check it out.
Wake your ass up. The Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.